Yeah, I'm Scott Lawrence. I'm the president for the 10th Light Horse Esperance Troop. Yeah, we're parading today at the End of the Anzac March here in Esperance.
And at the moment, we're standing on the beach and you're getting a little bit of practice in before the official march.
Yes, yeah, we're just warming up at the moment and getting our horses exercised a little bit so they're ready to go.
Now, this is a very newly formed 10th Light Horse.
It most certainly is. We have quite literally existed for about 2 weeks. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we had Maxine Waterhouse, the president for the Albany Troop, come over, and she helped a lot and set us up. And since then we have formed our own troop and are marching here today.
So what do you have to do to form your own 10th Light Horse Troop?
At this stage, we've got to get ourselves affiliated with the Australian Light Horse Association, and we'll be taking part in training days, and there's one in Albany coming up in June. And our own training days, and yeah, promoting ourselves around the town and getting our membership base up.
Now you're sitting atop of your beautiful horse Scooby here. He's a lovely Palomino who's taken quite a liking to my microphone at the moment. What kind of training do you have to do? Because you're from a farm. Scooby's a farm horse.
He most certainly is. We do a lot of cattle work, sheep work, just general mustering. We're involved in numerous other clubs around town. So we do, yeah, a bit of everything. Scooby's my all-round horse. There's nothing we don't do with him. So,
what's the significance of the 10th Light Horse?
Well, that is the Light Horse Regiment that went over and fought in a few of the wars. So the 10th Light Horse was Australia's Light Horse Divisions.
Why is it something that you wanted to be involved in replicating here in Esperance?
Well, we're deeply involved in the horse community in Esperance, and I've got a great-grandfather on my wife's side and his brother, so a great-uncle on my wife's side, who were British light horsemen. So, yeah, it's a bit deep to the heart.
The rest of the horses that we see are starting to assemble here, are they also stock horses?
Yes, most of them are, actually. Yeah, we're all involved in roping and camp drafting, team penning, all that kind of stuff around town, so most of us are actually agriculturally based. But yes, no, they're all very experienced horses that are they're the most capable ones we have here at the moment, so today should go very well.
The role that horses played, or and still are, I suppose, playing in Australian combat, are you proud to kind of be a part of replicating that?
We most definitely are. This is, yeah, it's a very honouring experience. We're looking forward to doing our part and, yeah, going forward with here with further marches and making a mark.
So how many are involved in the troop today, and is there room to grow? What's the future?
Yeah, most definitely room to grow. We have 6 riders today. We have 6 uniforms on loan from the Western Australian War Museum. So at this stage, we've just got the 6 riders. We've got numerous other people. Yeah, we've got a hell of a lot of people behind the scenes who are helping us out here. And without all of them, this would not have happened.